All right, Mixmaster B here for MMB Radio, and on the line right now I have Miss Taylor Stevens, and you've probably seen her on a Stanley Cup NHL. So if you're familiar with that, you remember behind the boards, all that craziness going on? Yeah, that girl. She's on the line right now. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. And as I mentioned, NHL, I mean, that's like the thing that it's been a buzz. I mean, the Stanley Cup has ended like 2 weeks ago now, and people are still talking about game four. And
that was the game that caused a lot of headlines. Sadly, it wasn't because LA Kings won, because they didn't. But then in game six, when they did win, it all fit perfectly.
but seeing you behind the Devil's bench and in all the gloriness that is you was better than a win. I mean, I was okay with it.
Well, that depends who's watching. I mean, I went to the game to see the game and to see them win, but it was so much fun. I had a blast. I'm a huge sports girl. I love all sports. I grew up with three older brothers, so I loved being there. And I'm usually at all sporting events that I can go to, especially when I visit, because I travel a lot. So for me, just being a part of the city and being a part of the events that take place in that city, that's important for me. I love my good moments.
Well, we're right here in the Philadelphia area, so anytime we can watch the Devils get their ass kicked and see boobs, it's a win-win for all of us here. So thank
that's
you.
That's true. Well, maybe I'll come visit soon.
Definitely. Have to make your way out here. But before, I mean, the NHL and the Stanley Cup and everything, I mean, you've had a pretty successful career as a webcam model, right?
Absolutely. Like, it's funny because a lot of people thought, oh, she got famous after this. What they don't realize is that the people that don't know me, obviously, didn't realize that for the last 10 years, I've been pretty much the most iconic webcam model, and I've had 10 years of great success, number one webcam model. And adult modeling, magazines, there's so much more that people didn't know. And they thought that my 50,000 or 55,000 followers that I had prior to this event, they must have just thought I got them all overnight, because I had that before this. So I gained a whole new fan base, and it was, like, amazing, and I'm so happy for it. But, I mean, I have a career. I'm a businesswoman first. I take care of me.
Exactly. So it's like the good effort, good job boy from the Miami Heat. It's like he's recognized for saying good job, good effort. But people didn't realize that he's actually been, you know, out and about doing his thing for, you know, the last 20 years. And he's just been known for that.
Exactly. And that, I think that was super cool. Like, I don't know. For me, I've been on my own since I was 15. I live by a set of rules. I love what I do. I have no regrets in my life. So for me, this was like a great moment that almost felt like well deserved. I mean, if it happens, it happens, and I just made the best I could with the publicity and have fun with it, because laughter for me is the best medicine. And it was super fun.
And we were just joking about the good effort, good job kid from the Miami Heat. I don't know what he's been doing prior to that, probably in the third grade. But
yeah, he's in the third grade, but
the point I'm making is this wasn't your call to fame. So you were doing the webcam model thing, and people see you at the game, and then they're seeing the pictures on MixMasterB.com and on Twitter and everything. But you didn't always start out the way you are right now, right?
No, actually, not at all. I started in this industry at about 220 pounds as a BBW, and a plus size model, and I got recognized for that, and I became very successful at that weight. And then I progressively got to about 300 pounds, not on purpose, obviously, just things that happen in life and whatnot. And then I decided, after being close to diabetes and not being able to do everything that I wanted to do, that I was going to lose the weight. So I lost 180 pounds in 13 months.
Wow. Now, how did you do that?
It was the hardest, it's one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life. It was 13 months of a very strict diet and 3 hours of exercise a day. And I really, really, literally worked my ass off, you know, and I don't do anything the easy way. I like to work hard in life. I was just, that's just the way it is for me every day. It's work hard, play hard, work harder, work harder.
Definitely. So words to live by there. She's getting her Wiz Khalifa on. Work hard, play hard.
That's right.
So are we got to ask, what size are the boos? Because there's all these like Twitter things. Everybody's like, looking at them at the game. But nobody, like, how big are they?
Well, you know, when I was bigger, let me just say right now, they're a 34 double H. For like, holy hell, right?
Yeah.
But they used to be in the K cup. You know, when I was bigger, my boobs were way bigger. It's just that I have a smaller frame now, so everyone's noticing them more.
Exactly.
But yeah, they're pretty big.
Because I mean, it's like I had spoke to you prior to the interview. It's like you have such a small like waist now, and then it's like they're like bam right there in your face. So
I mean, and you know, I get that like bombshell kind of outline, I guess, that people like to say. But for me, it's like, look, I worked out for I still work out. You know, I work out every day and I do what I can and to keep my figure. And I still indulge and have a great time and, you know, enjoy the things I want to enjoy. I just got to work hard for them. Sometimes if I want to have a piece of cake, I'll eat the fucking piece of cake, but I'm going to go work out the next morning, you know?
See, now, of many fantasies that I would probably... I want to watch you work out while eating the cake.
That's totally defeating the purpose of a workout, but yeah.
But that's hot, because it's something nobody else fucking thought of.
Believe me, when I'm on the treadmill or the elliptical, I've thought of cake. So I'm thinking, if there was a cupcake here, I might just take it and burn some calories.
Yeah, she could do, like, the whole, like, rabbit with the carrot thing. Like, hold it over the treadmill, like, a little like, you know, cupcake there, and you just run after
it. Yeah, I mean,
that would
be a hot video, I think, especially for my my fans of me when I was bigger. I think they'd love that.
Yeah, exactly. See what I mean? Like, you're a businesswoman, I'm a businessman. Like, hey, that's what we do.
Ideas. Look at that.
Hey, you know, you don't become successful just on your looks unless you're Taylor Stevens.
I become successful on way more than that. So.
That we know. But I have to mention, too, you are from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Yep, born and raised in Toronto, Canada. Canadian.
And, yeah, big Canadian, And I have to admit, like, to me, that's like a fetish that I have. Like, Canadian women, I don't know what it is, but every Canadian woman that I've ever come across is just smoking hot to me. But then again, probably that's the only ones I get exposed to.
Oh, we have beautiful women in this city. I mean, there's beautiful women everywhere, but we have some beautiful women. I don't know. Let's say it's great health care.
Exactly, which we don't have in the United States, which could probably answer a lot of, you know, questions on why there's not many beautiful women here. No, there's a lot,
there's a lot of
beautiful women here. Yeah, exactly. Definitely have to start a campaign for that. But mentioning you're from Toronto, you're a Leafs fan, right?
Yes. Originally, I mean, this is a hockey city. Like I said, I'm born and raised here. This is my home. So Toronto Maple Leafs were always my hockey team, and I always supported them, and I still do. They're just not their best, and they haven't won a cup in forever. And so for me, I still support the team, but they were out. And as a true sports fan and a sports betting girl, and a hockey fan, I still want to watch hockey. If my team is out, doesn't mean I'm not going to watch hockey anymore. So I decided, you know, I paid attention to the teams. And LA Kings, you know, they weren't supposed to be where they are. And they are. Now they're Stanley Cup champions. And I like that.
Definitely.
I appreciate hard work. And I appreciate the underdog making it. So.
But, all right. But you guys are going to get better. Because you just got one of our guys, and we took one of your guys. We sent James Van Riemsdyk up to you guys, and we took Shen from you. So
you did, but now he gets to play with his brother, so all good there for him. I just feel happy for him in that regard. But I hope that they make some changes, you know, and I'd love to be their number one fan again. But, I mean, I retired my Ty Domi jersey, like, ages ago on my Winnie the Pooh Bear because... they're just killing me. I used to go to every game, like at the bar and watch it. And it was just like, forget it.
All right. So, being from Toronto, we're going to go ahead and we're going to test you with a little sports trivia here.
Okay. Oh, no.
Three questions based out of Toronto. Now, best out of three. So, you have to get two to pass.
All right. They better be easy. I'm going on no sleep.
All right. First one. How many Stanley Cup championships do the Toronto Maple Leafs have?
Oh my gosh, the last time they won, I wasn't even born yet.
I'll give you three guesses.
I really can't say. I don't know. I would have to say, like, I know it's a lot.
It's people say that this is an unlucky number.
It's an unlucky number? 11?
A little bit more.
13.
There you go. All right, so we got one.
Gosh.
We got one. All right. Question two. This player hit a home run against my Philadelphia Phillies for the Toronto Blue Jays to win the World Series. What was his name?
Joe Carter.
See, and you know, that was, and I had a perfect clue for that one. I was going to say.
I didn't need a clue for that. I was watching, and I remember watching that moment, and I was so excited for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, can't say we were the same here in Philly.
Sorry.
See, now I had a perfect clue for that, because I was going to say his name rhymes with blow harder.
Oh my God, of course, right?
So, all right, and then the final question, and this one is a difficult one, so
okay,
I'll give you time to think about it, because not many people know this question's answer.
Okay.
What is the name of the professional basketball team in Toronto?
Come on, the Toronto Raptors. What do you mean?
Well, the way they play, nobody knows who they are.
Yeah, well, you know, Bosch has really been in the media lately, but yeah. No, we have no teams that we can really be super, super proud of right now, but I hope that changes. And yes, the Toronto Raptors. So I got 2 out of 3.
There you
and
go.
I was pretty darn close to the first one. So
yeah, you got the second one, and that was the one I was like, ooh, she's not going to get this, and I got the perfect clue for her, and you just had it right off the bat there.
Yep.
So I guess you're excited for Chris Bosh, right? Winning the championship?
Not really, actually.
No, not really. There's still animosity there.
I was kind of just sick of the whole Heat mess. So I wasn't really excited as I thought I would be. You know, I was really hoping to see Oak City win, actually, and beat them. But now they've got their, look, LeBron has his championship, he has his ring, can we move on now and get some football going?
Exactly. Even if it's CFL. You know what I mean? Like,
just get me a football field and put the players on there, please.
Now, it is known that you're a big, huge New England Patriots fan, right?
I am, yes. I'm a football fan.
A football fan.
I'm a football fan, but the Patriots are my team, yes.
Who is your favorite player on the Patriots?
Well, my favorite player is actually the coach. You know, he's just the best. I love Bill Belichick. I admire him so, so, so much. But I do like Gronkowski a lot, not for the obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. And I respect Brady as a quarterback, so I really love the team. And I love Boston. I do. I love the city and the people of Boston. Honestly, they're fucking amazing. So
yeah. You're winning over a lot of fans here in the Philadelphia area.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I love Boston. Boston's so great. I love Boston. Joe Carter.
I'm not saying that Philly sucks.
No,
I was in Philly last year, and I was watching an Eagles game. I had great seats. It was fun. I had fun. I tailgated with the fans. It was really cool. I have great pictures of that on my blog.
I saw that, and let everybody know where they can find your blog.
They can find me at taystevens.com. That's my blog, and they can see me live at playwithtay.com, and obviously on Twitter a lot at Tay Stevens.
And I have to say, I checked out her blog and the pictures are just fucking amazing. Like, you have this shoot there that you did, and she's got these like camo like cargo shorts with like these Chuck Taylors, and like
camo shorts go with anything I want to wear.
So I melted. That was the question I was going to ask. Like, who do you listen to music wise? Because I kind of had a feeling like you were like one of these like hip hop heads.
Oh well, I love hip hop. It's no secret that I love Drake and Lil Wayne, and it's no secret that me and Drake have had some moments. There's some video on the blog, you know, of me at the concert and stuff, and I just admire, like, talent, and I think Drake is super talented, and I love Wiz, and I've always been a Rick Ross fan. Believe it or not, I go to karaoke in Toronto, mm-hmm. and I rap. Like, I don't
really
rap, but, like, I try to rap. Like, when other people are playing Journey, which I also love, by the way, but I was, like, playing Hustlin'. So, it's so fun.
So, we gotta ask, can you give us a Rick Ross grunt for us? Like, one of his famous grunts. It's fun, ain't it?
And you know why? Because my dog, Shaggy, when he sits down after he's tired, he makes that noise, and I always call him my little Ross, because that's exactly what he sounds like.
There you go. You got to get a dog. And come here, Rosé. Come here.
Yeah, so it's fun. I love when he does that. That's just him.
It is, and it's fun doing that. Like, you just, like, you're sitting along, and you're just like, oh, I just feel like going, oh. Like, it's just fun.
Yeah.
So, are you still actively doing the webcam thing?
Absolutely. I just, you know, obviously there's been some things that I've been dealing with the last year, dealing with my cancer, and, you know, and then things are also very busy, so I'm just trying to fit everything in. I got to try and fit some more time in for me, which I don't do enough, but I'm there for my fans all the time. They know exactly where they can find me, and they've been very supportive when I can't be online because I'm either at the hospital or just dealing with everything. So it's been, I'm still there. I'm the number one webcam girl for the last 10 years, motherfucker. So you know where to find me.
Yeah, not 1 year, not 2 years, not 3 years. You know what I mean? Shit.
Yeah, well, they finally put a title on it last year. So I was glad to have the first title for Best Webcam Girl. So.
Very awesome. So what is one of, like, fans are tweeting in questions. You can do that at hashtag MMB Taylor Stevens. And a couple questions that we had people ask, they want to know, like, what was the craziest thing anybody's ever asked you to do on camera?
Well, I get asked that question a lot because, I mean, I see everything. I've seen everything. Nothing shocks me anymore. I've been asked to do a lot of crazy things. I don't want to divulge all my secrets and all everyone else's secrets, but there's been some cool, fun stuff that I've done. I've acted like a robot. I've pretended to be like this, like, to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger until I fly away, like a balloon fetish. I mean, it's fun. I mean, that's, I love to do it. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't do it. So there's been some crazy stuff, but I'm pretty good and down to earth, and we just have fun, so nothing really strikes me as odd anymore.
Couple more questions from the fans. Another question, we always get this. Are you single? Are you involved? All that good stuff.
I am single by choice. It's funny because people just assume, or they just think that automatically, like, no, she's taken, or she's, you know, no, I'm single by choice. And if I wanted to be in a relationship, I think when the time is right, I will be if I want that. But right now I'm focused on my health. I date. Look, I'm not like some virgin. I date and I have fun and I try to, you know, do fun stuff and meet nice people, but I'm not going to get into something, commit to something serious right now, especially when I have to commit to my health, and I don't want to involve anybody in that right now. So for me, I'm single and I'm enjoying it and I'm loving it. So.
And your health is more important than anything else. And we'll just let you know that all of us here, we all have your back on that. We're definitely pulling for you. And, like,
thank you. I'm doing much better. I'm doing much better. And I'm confident I'm going to beat this. Things are going in a positive direction. It's just, I wouldn't want to involve somebody in the middle of a process that I'm trying to deal with, you know? So maybe when, knock on wood, when I beat cancer, then maybe my doors will open and my heart will open a little more. But right now, I'm just pretty focused on me.
Cool. And what type of guy or lady, because we have lady fans, what type of guy or lady are you interested in?
Well, I am bisexual, so I mean, I love the ladies too. But I primarily would say I want a guy that would make me laugh. For me, I've learned laughter is the best medicine. So if you can make me laugh, you're in. If you can cook, even better. You have to just be down to earth. Don't be arrogant. That's one of my biggest turnoffs. Like, don't talk to me about how much money's in your wallet, because I really don't care, because I make my own. So just be yourself. The worst thing someone can do is pretend to be someone else. To me, I hate that, and I spot it right away. I have a really, like, a big nose. It smells bullshit. It smells bullshit really easily. So.
So, a couple more questions here. We're trying to get as many of them we can here. And like you said, you mentioned that you like the ladies. And
Yeah. When
you're in a relationship with a woman, are you more of the aggressor? Or are you like, what role do you play in that relationship?
Well, see, with a lady, I would say it's more sexual. Like, for me, it's not, like, I don't want a girlfriend. Well, not yet, anyways, no. But I like being submissive, actually, because I'm so not controlling, but I'm so aware and in control of, like, the things that are happening in my daily life. It's kind of nice to sit back and let someone else take control for a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but I do, I mean, I'll do some hair pulling, too.
Okay. So what about with guys? Are you want a guy to be in control too, or do you like putting a guy in his place?
I do. I prefer the man to be in control. I think that's a big turn on for me. I like you to pull my hair, spank my ass, take control of the situation. That's what I want in a guy.
And what would
especially
you,
sexually, yeah.
And what would you say is your best talent or trait or ability when with a man?
I'm multi-talented. I do everything great, and I mean that. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, when it comes to like giving head, there's so many girls that, I guess they're just not into it, so they don't do a good job of it. So for me, it's kind of like, look, don't do it if you don't love it. Like I said, I don't do anything I don't love, so I'm pretty damn good at it because I love it. So.
Now, being single, how often do you get to do what you love?
I get to do what I love as I so see fit. So it just depends on the moment and the timing and if someone's in my life and if I meet the right person, we have the right chemistry. But, you know, like I said, right now there's just not much time. I'm just focused on myself right now and everything. So it's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to date, actually.
Now, another person wanted to know on Twitter, they want to know, with all their traveling, when are you coming across the pond to their part of the world? So I guess when are you going to go to England or Europe or anything like that?
I plan on going to Europe actually in August. I have a lot of fans and friends there, so I'm hoping to go this August, definitely. I love my fans across the globe. Everyone who knows me on webcam and Play With Tay, I'm on like all different hours just so I could be there for my fans in all different time zones. So they know I'm there for them. So I'll be there.
All right, great. And someone else here, they have, any chance we'll see some of the hashtag big things you have planned sooner than later this year?
Yes, you will. I'm doing big things, just like the song says.
Okay, there you go. So there's the answer to your tweet. So now I also know that you're doing a lot of stuff with the cancer treatment, and you're also doing some auctions. Are those still up and running right now?
No, they're done. Actually, I'm so happy that something great came out of all this publicity, because, I mean, everyone was looking at my boobs and my shirt and what am I going to wear? So I auctioned off both of those shirts, and they both went to two organizations that are very important to me. LLS.org, which is for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and leukemia, and obesity.org. So they both got a donation, and I'm really happy that I auctioned them off.
Great. So all going to a great cause. And let everybody know again the blog address.
My blog is kstevens.com, and stay tuned there. There's lots of big things coming. And playwithtay.com is where you get to interact with me, ask me to be a robot.
Play a balloon.
Have fun with me on webcam. Yeah.
Watch her chase after a cupcake. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just put the elliptical behind me and eat a cupcake on cam. There you go.
There you go. Well,
and, yeah, and at Kay Stevens, if you can't miss me, I tweet a lot.
Definitely. So check her out on Twitter. Check her out on her blog. I know I'm going to go check her blog out after I'm done doing this interview.
Well, you might be there a while.
Yeah, I could be there for a while. Like, I was scrolling through, and I'm just like, wow, this is like hours and hours and hours of fun.
Just, you know, that's what they say.
Yeah, you got to love it. Big boobs and Chuck Taylors. So you gotta love it. Well, we thank you for coming on. I know you're pressed for time, but I appreciate you taking a moment out to talk to the fans and to me. This is was a huge honor. Like, I'm a huge fan, and I can't thank you enough. And much speedy recovery with your
thank you. The honor's all mine. I mean, I love my fans. You know, I love you guys, and without you, I wouldn't even be where I'm at. So I appreciate everybody. Everybody matters to me. So thank you.
Awesome. So we'll be keeping in touch with you. And next time you know you're going to be coming out to the Philadelphia area, got to let us know. Any sporting event you want to go to.
I'll be in New Jersey in November, so we'll see what happens before that.
Definitely. Well, I'm there. I will see you in Jersey. Where are you going to be at? Exotica?
Exotica, yeah.
I will be there. Mixmaster B will be in the building, so I'm going to get my picture. Pictures.
You got it.
You know, I'm going to get pictures. I'm going to get plural. I'm going to get as much shit as I can. And, we're going to try to get some, because I do my own thing with the charity. We do here for Children's Hospital in the Philadelphia area. So we're gonna go up there. We're going to go ahead and we're going to try to get some goodies to auction off. And we'll do some cross-promoting with the charity work there.
You got it. That's right? Awesome. That makes me feel good.
And like I said, any sporting event, you name it, you hit me up in Philly. We'll definitely make it happen.
All right. Sounds good. Right. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. Thank you. We'll be talking to you real soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, guys. It's Taylor Stevens from TayStevens.com, your bubbly, bouncy girl next door, and you're listening to Mixmaster B on MMB Radio.